Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take a moment to respond to a couple of the points raised by our Iranian colleague. First, to the point about our assumptions about the UNSGM not being valid. We were actually very careful in our paper not to assume that an investigation would take place under the auspices of the UNSGM. The starting premise for our paper was that the UNSGM is an international institutional mechanism for investigating cases of alleged use of biological or toxin weapons. Just that is, it is an institutional mechanism, and that is language that was agreed upon at the 7th Review Conference. So that was the starting point for our argument, but we understand that there are other states parties in the room that disagree with us about the merits of the UNSGM as an investigative mechanism in BWC context. And so we wanted to craft a working paper that would look at investigative issues regardless of how that investigation was initiated. And we hope that even those parties that disagree with us will agree that it's valuable to look at some of the possible conflicts between a public health mission and an investigation. Which brings me to my second point. We're saddened to hear that the Iranian delegation again doesn't find our paper helpful. Even if we had a mechanism under the auspices of the BWC, which we don't, presumably, an investigation into alleged use and a public health assistance mission would still be separate activities undertaken by separate teams consisting of colleagues who have backgrounds in either investigative techniques or public health assistance efforts. Those individuals would come out of different organizational cultures and would have different understandings about, for example, appropriate interview techniques or the proper sequence under which interviews should take place. So in our view, it's useful to discuss how some of these different practices in different sectors might cause problems and consider some of those issues in advance. Thank you.